This is the State of Things broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Anita Rao. Protests continue in Graham over the town's Confederate statue and the area's history of racist policing. Over the weekend, the city hosted hundreds of protesters from the Black Lives Matter movement and local social justice organizations. They were met by law enforcement and around 50 counter-protesters with ties to Reopen networks and white supremacist organizations. This protest is the latest in a string of demonstrations in Alamance County and comes as legal advocates from the ACLU and local NAACP are challenging how the city of Graham issues protest permits. WUNC's Greensboro reporter Naomi Prelo joins me now to give us the latest. Hey, Naomi.
Hi, Anita. How are you?
Good, thanks. So tell us about what happened this past Saturday, the latest tick in a series of protests and concern in Alamance County.
Yeah, so this past Saturday, there was another protest, the March for Justice and Change, and it brought a lot of participants, around 600 Black Lives Matter participants who walked over a mile from Burlington to downtown Graham. And then there were also about 50 or so counter-protesters who were holding Confederate flags and just waiting for them to get everything started.
So all of this is a result of tension around the city's Confederate statue, as well as what's been going on in the past few weeks around the restrictive city ordinance in Graham. So tell me about the ordinance. It's not currently in place because of a pending lawsuit, but tell us about what it is and why it's coming under fire in this moment.
Well, it's kind of confusing, and some people are saying that it's prohibiting their or violating their First Amendment. Right. The ordinance says that you need a permit for two or more people to protest. You can't protest without that permit. And the Graham Police Department, they grant the permit applications, and the Graham Chief of Police can deny a permit as well. But it came under fire because the mayor completely shut everything down for the foreseeable future, which angered a lot of people.
Okay, so there was a city ban against protest permitting that was only in effect for a particular weekend. The mayor issued that. But before that, there had been this long-standing ordinance, which has been in place, that is really particular on who can protest and the need for a permit to protest and really giving the police department a lot of leeway over granting these permit applications. So since this has been going on, there was a lawsuit and there's currently a restraining order on the ban. So tell me about what's been going on in light of this. What are the legal concerns and what are people waiting for?
They're waiting to hear back on what's going to happen after this. You know, a lot of civil rights groups and obviously the ACLU said that this was violating their First Amendment right, and they filed a lawsuit. A federal judge then said that this was they deemed it unconstitutional, and so they ordered a temporary restraining order. So now it just seems that everyone's just kind of waiting to see what's going to happen and move on from there.
So there's going to be a hearing on July 20th to see about the legal lawsuit against this ordinance in Graham. Take me back to the history of the relationship between Black and immigrant communities and the city of Graham. There's a long-standing history of tension.
Yes, there is. A lot of Black people and immigrants feel that they've been oppressed by law enforcement. They feel that they've been treated unfairly. They feel like they've been unjustly targeted by law enforcement for whatever reason, some because, okay, we don't agree with Black Lives Matter movement or what's going on, so we're going to mainly focus on you guys when you're protesting instead of focusing on these people who do support the Confederate monument and the Confederacy, or we're going to specifically target undocumented immigrants and make sure that, you know, we're how some people see it as harassing them. So there's not really a positive or strong relationship, unfortunately, between law enforcement and Black people and immigrant people in the county and the city.
And a lot of this has to do with Sheriff Terry Johnson. He has a very particular history in this area. In 2015, the Department of Justice sued him for discriminatory policing and unconstitutional searches with Latino drivers. That was dismissed. But residents really feel concerned about him and his stances. Talk about how he comes into play and his significance in this tension.
You know, a lot of residents and people that I've spoken with, they see him as anti-immigrant. They see him as anti-Black Lives Matter. And they see him as being very buddy-buddy with people who support the Confederacy. They say that he gives a lot of leeway to what, in particular with these protests, he gives a lot of leeway of what these people who support the monument can get away with while they're very restrictive on what protesters are doing downtown. You have to stay in this, behind these orange cones, you have to stay at this line. They complain that, you know, it's, when he goes to arrest somebody, when a Confederate supporter had attacked two Elon professors, it seemed like the guy who was being arrested was very shocked. He was referring to Terry Johnson by name. Terry, why are you doing this? Why am I being arrested? And I spoke with the with Alamance County Sheriff's Office, and they were saying that, look, Terry Johnson he was born and raised here. You know, of course people are going to know him by his first name. That doesn't mean that they're friends with him. So they just see a lot of favoritism on one side versus the other.
And so when you say that, you're speaking to the fact that in a lot of these protests, there have been representatives from both the Black Lives Matter movement as well as people who are there explicitly to defend and protect the statue. And I know that you have really been trying to get a lay of the land of how various people who protest feel about their ability. You mentioned people feeling like they're not treated the same way. How about business owners and people in that area? How do they feel about the role of law enforcement and the role they're playing in these protests in particular?
Yeah, I spoke with a Black business owner in downtown Graham. Her name is Dion Miles, and she owns a clothing shop called The Muse. And, you know, she feels very frightened, very scared, very sick to even come and work downtown because of how tense it is and because of what certain groups can get away with, but she can't. You know, she said that she's been racially harassed when walking down the street with another one of her Black friends, being called the N-word, things of that nature. So she was saying that she just doesn't feel safe downtown, and she doesn't know what else needs to be done for them to remedy that.
There have been movements in other cities to take down these Confederate statues. Some cities have chosen to preemptively take them down. Others have been torn down by protesters. This, the one in Courthouse Square, is very much still up. Tell me about its particular history and why it's been the site of so many demonstrations over the years.
So the Courthouse Square is where the Ku Klux Klan, they had lynched Wyatt Outlaw, who was a prominent Black town council member and a police constable. He was the first Black police constable and Black town and first town council member, and he had challenged them back in 1870, and because that, they ended up lynching him. Then a statue was erected at the courthouse by the United Daughters of the Confederacy, and since 2015, it's just been a site of multiple demonstrations by people who feel that the Confederacy shouldn't be celebrated and that they should be celebrating something else, someone like Wyatt Outlaw or Harriet Tubman or people who died at the hands of these people who believe that, you know, white is right.
So in terms of the particular protests in Graham, there has been some violence in some of the past protests that did not happen this weekend, but there have been people open carrying earlier on. How is law enforcement interacting with the potential for violence, and how is that coming into play in what's going on in downtown Graham?
So law enforcement, they've been keeping people separated. They've been keeping the Confederate supporters on one side and the Black Lives Matter protesters on the other, and then they make sure that they have a line where they're in between that, so nothing does happen. Again, there has been some violence. Like I had mentioned earlier, two Elon professors were assaulted last month by someone who supported the Confederate monument. And so they've just been trying to separate the two and make sure that nothing really happens. There was an interesting moment at Saturday's protest where statue defenders were ringing the courthouse bell for about an hour or so. They were trying to drown out protesters' chants. And from reports that I've heard, law enforcement hadn't really done anything. And then eventually they decided to barricade the bell and stop anybody from getting to it. But again, that's what protesters are saying is unfair treatment. You let these statue defenders ring the bell for an hour, but as soon as a protester who's for the Black Lives Matter movement comes up, you guys want to protect it. So that's just what they see as unfair.
All right. We'll continue to watch your reporting as we wait to hear from the courts on whether the city ordinance is constitutional. We'll be finding that out later in July. Naomi Prilo is WUNC's Greensboro reporter. Naomi, thanks so much.
Thank you.